T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to the Cubs battle for the NL Central here.
Swing and a miss. Strike three and the Cubs win the ball game. A blazing fastball. Listen to this crowd.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station.
The Score!
It's so hard to grip the ball. For Pete's sake.
Oh, it's not that hard. You'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Oh, come on. Did Ian Happ tell you nothing? Meredith Wills tell you nothing?
They can still, you can find a way to hold the ball and throw it. I do think that the better solution would have been to come up with just an approved substance, but they're not.
What if they just started putting it on Amazon sneakily called like Smiter Tech or something, so it came up first in alphabetical order and then just saw who was buying that?
Ant Tech.
Yeah.
We have a lot of
switch it up. Thank yous today. They go out to our guests, who are David Dusek and Matt Spiegel. We also thank those involved in the production, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, Jordan Malley. Tomorrow, we've got Hub Arkish joining us at 10 o'clock to talk about the Bears practices. We have Ian Happ at 11, midway at 10:40, of course, and then Score Tales at 11:20 tomorrow. We're going to do that. Lawrence Holmes is here. And this is Transition. It is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Hello.
So I'm feeling you two on something. It happened to me today, and luckily I was prepared. It is freezing in the hallway.
Absolutely, it's always freezing in the hallway.
Do you
always
see me do this all the time?
Well, I always have like a cover up, and luckily we got these a few years ago from when we were supposed to go on the road, and so it's in my locker. And I'm like, God, it is, because you know today is going to be one of those weird days. I went out for a run this morning. It was 58 degrees. By the time I get home, it's going to be closer to 90. So I'm dressed for 90. And then you walk in here in the hallway, and it's like 65 degrees in the hallway.
That's a big swing of temperature, by the way. I don't like it whenever I'm in a climate where I have to wear two different outfits for the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like night. You have to wear like long sleeves and stuff. But day, it's like shorts and a t-shirt.
Make it like a fishing day. When you know you're going to be on the water for 8 hours, you're going to leave the lodge at like at 8 in the morning. It could be 48 degrees. It could be 90 degrees. And it could be both in the same day. It could rain. It could hail. And you have a big dry bag filled with everything you need. So yeah, just carry around a giant dry bag with you.
Sure. I carry a bag around with me anyway. I don't need extra bags. Whatever.
I almost played the world's most dangerous game last night, sleeping with the windows open.
Ooh.
I didn't, but I almost did. While I was watching games last night, I had the windows open. And then I was like, do I dare? Do I dare?
Are you worried about rain or noise or?
No, I'm worried about pollen, homie.
Oh. Yes.
That's why it's the world's most dangerous game.
I have sneezed a few times recently and was like, do I have the vid even though I'm vaxxed? No, just allergies.
Yeah, just puffy-faced. Yes. Not as puffy-faced as Jordan. What happened?
Lobster Man, it's a superhero origin story. He is now Lobster Man.
It's a terrible origin story of why not just turn the cap around?
Oh.
Yeah, we never quite figured
fired
that one out.
Hey, Jordan, can I borrow you for a second? I just have a couple of questions. They're not even paying attention. Like, no one in there is actually listening to the show.
I mean, Herb's sitting there, but he's working on stuff.
Herbie, I need to talk to Jordan real quick. I have a simple question.
Lobster man.
You know what Jordan looks like right now? What was the name of the
tomato?
No, but what was the name of the dog on The Simpsons that had to go back to his home planet?
Poochie?
He looks like Poochie. The sweatshirt, the backwards hat, he looks like Poochie.
I got a text from somebody, too, that says, when you take off the hat, you can see the little indentation where the snapback is, and that's also burned as well. So he's like, it looks like you have, like, the Avengers logo on the top of your head. Oh, hey.
Jordan, at any point during yesterday's game, did you think, you know what I could do? I could turn the cap around. And then it would function the way that
it was too late. It was too late. It was too late. Once I thought about it, it was probably like third or fourth inning. And I was like, you know what? This is going to be bad. I don't want to see it. And then I got in the car as I got home and I was like, wow, that is brutal.
Old Stewart Sink over here.
Hey, you know what? You live and you learn. Next time. Now I won't forget the sunscreen ever.
But I mean, let's say you forget the sunscreen. The cap is literally supposed to function as a way to keep the sun off your face. And had you just turned it around, it would have served its function.
Very true. Very true. You know what? I thought about it, but then it was like
I'm
offset.
Not a smart man.
If you look closely, half of my face, the way the sun was where we were sitting, half of my face is more red than the other half. It's more sunburned than the other half.
Jordan, when you can tell the strength of the sun based on where you were sitting because it left marks on your face indicating as such, that is a bad sign.
And that's part of the reason. It's not the entire reason, but that's part of the reason that you've seen some guys wear their caps askew because I forget whose story it was.
Pedro Strope.
Is it Pedro Strope's father?
His dad, the fisherman.
Right. His father used to have the cap kind of follow the sun, and that's why his cap was a little bit askew.
Wait, he was a field worker or a fisherman?
I think fisherman.
I forget what it was, but it was something where that was the angle.
So just so you know, you can wear the cap the other way, and it can block the sun from your face instead of blocking it on your neck.
Or you can put some damn sunscreen
on like a
normal person.
That would be the best idea.
Both of those. The best
Poochie.
Is just disapproving Chris Tannehill shaking his head in the background.
You know why? Because Tanny wears his cap correctly. That's a good American and a good baseball fan right there, folks. He's not trying to do anything by wearing his cap backwards. You think you're too cool, King Griffey Jr.?
That's right. Mm-hmm, that's right.
That was a culture war that did happen at the score years
ago. Here's the other thing. When you also have the skin tone of Chris Tannehill, you know what else you do? You put sunscreen on. It's a crazy thing because he's redheaded and fair skinned. He doesn't tan. He strokes. It's like that is. You get that guy, it'd be ugly.
Yeah,
the sun.
Well, they're all gonna be in the sun next week. Another lobster man, be a Tanny and B-Mac.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, that's.
He's got to cover up a lot of stuff.
Cincinnati chili happening with you crazy kids.
No, they're going to. Pittsburgh.
We're not going to Terrible City. We're going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Primanti Brothers will happen probably late at night.
100%.
Go to the original there.
There's a lot of good stuff in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's like,
fun.
I'm so mad that I didn't really think this through. And that's the White Sox at Pittsburgh is perfection for me because I love that ballpark. I love that city.
It's perfect.
I'm so mad I didn't think this through because I would have loved to have gone with these guys. Well, not with them. I do not want to be on the car trip, but I would have loved to have met them in Pittsburgh and watch the White Sox play there.
An unnamed baseball player once told me before we made a trip to Pittsburgh as a team, sleeper city. And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh yeah, best times in Pittsburgh.
It's a great, and the ballpark.
He was correct.
It's a great time. Ballpark's next to a casino. You can do that if you want to. Alicia Roman's from there. So when I first went to Pittsburgh to go watch games, I asked her what to do. She put an itinerary together for me. That place is great. The ballpark's awesome.
Great restaurants. I mean, and really good food to seek out.
And there literally, the Andy Warhol Museum is around the corner from the ballpark.
Been there. Phenomenal.
I haven't done the incline. I want to do the incline there, too, because I'm a hiker. You guys know that.
It's a whole different world when you take the incline, like a whole different like ecosystem. It's such a great place. They're going to have a wonderful time.
Dude, even just chilling on the rotunda. Just stand on the rotunda and just watch the game.
You said that wrong. Rotunda.
Oh, did I?
You didn't see in the Pittsburghese.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yin's got to stand against on the rotunda. Is that correct?
Yeah, and speaking of, when we are out in Pittsburgh, I'll be out there without the sunscreen.
Well, I mean, you should probably wear sunscreen, too. The melanin helps, but it's... And I'll turn this into a good PSA moment. We'll do a knowing is half the battle type thing. Black people, we are protected because we have some melanin, but we also have a harder time finding skin cancer because of the melanin in our skin. So be careful. Don't just sit directly in the sun with a little bit of sunscreen. You could probably go SPF 30 or so, but it's not a terrible idea to wear some.
That's what I did in Arizona. That's why I didn't like Arizona.
Well, yes. But right, Herbie, again, the choice you made of when to go to Arizona was part of the problem.
Yeah.
If you were to go back there in January and walk around downtown Scottsdale in 70-degree weather with no humidity, you would be like, this is the greatest place on earth. But as Will Omen said yesterday, it's right now walking around there is like walking around with someone following you with a hairdryer.
Yeah, the whole American awful. West right now. I was reading yesterday, the heat dome. We brought it on ourselves, and we are in a very vicious cycle now of heat begetting drought, which begets more heat.
And from fire.
From Salt Lake City down all the way through Texas, all the way out through California, it's going to be a brutal summer.
Yes, moisture in the ground helps prevent fires. If there is no moisture because everything is dried out and there's high winds, that is how you get a fire risk. Just to also have another PSA, since we're on one today.
The more you know.
Yeah, and also maybe a little bit of local and taxation here or there can maybe help build a power grid that works for some of our states.
That's
out to the west.
That's her. Her people.
My mom is like, well, my mom is the psycho that sleeps at 80 degrees. And I'm like, how are you alive? Also having me as a child. But yeah, ERCOT is telling everybody, and the R stands for reliability, fam.
Well, that's not ironic.
ERCOT is telling everybody, remember in February, they're like, oh yeah, everybody's dying from this cold and carbon monoxide poisoning because our grid is built for the summer. That has nothing to do with it. You just didn't buy enough power to support the grid from the right places. And then they're like, oh, it's not even summer yet, technically. We need you guys to stop using so much power. Just build your infrastructure to support the amount of people who move there. Simple.
Or jump on the other grids, the other two grids. You could do that instead of having your own grid.
Well, you could, but then how are people in the Texas legislature who meet every 2 years going to get any kickback?
Texas!
Fight!
So.
Fail!
I am jealous that the boys are going to make their annual sojourn to Pittsburgh. It's a really wonderful baseball city, which sucks because their baseball team is terrible. Their organization is terrible.
Against the Cubs.
That's true. Everything about Pittsburgh, like you've got the Negro Leagues history there, like a ton of it. You've got this beautiful cathedral of a ballpark. It's easy to get to from anywhere in the Midwest, and yet that team just stinks out loud. Terrible.
Ever since that Chris Archer trade, man.
It's been all downhill for them.
I always thought those
incline.
I thought those McCutcheon teams would augur a new commitment to winning baseball. Alas, they did not.
They did not. They were close. He was what? MVP, right?
Mm-hmm. 2015, 14.
MVP. And then he had to go someplace where they made him cut his hair, which sucks. It really sucks. We won't be spending a lot of time talking about that today. On today's show, there's some fun stuff happening. I want to talk about the White Sox and trade stuff. Like Rickon, I think, talked to the Dutchman about this, about what they were going to do as the trade deadline comes up, and I'm curious on whether they should. I'll get to that. Rick Damn Camp is going to be here because we were texting while we were watching ball last night, and there are some things that I want to talk to him about. And let me ask you guys something. I was thinking about maybe doing this for my last segment, but since I have the two of you here, is there a better descriptor that you'd want in sports than that woman is a killer? That man is a killer. Because Trae Young is a killer.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the anniversary of the OJ Bronco chase.
No,
today.
Okay. No, no. I'm talking about strong. Actual on the court, yeah. On the field, not that person is a murderer.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about
that distinction.
That guy, yeah, is a killer.
Yeah. Nope, give me that all day, but that is embarrassing. What happened to the Sixers?
Trust the person.
Well, and you know what? If you actually, some of the numbers wonks are putting out there, the lineups that they had on the floor, when you got, I forgot what the combination was, but it was Dwight Howard and one of the other guys out there in combo. Like, the numbers are awful. It's like you decided to lose by playing lineups that when you play them, get outscored consistently and easily.
I wonder if you guys can just dial up WIP at any given time today and just hear them yelling about that game last night.
Look, when you have someone on your team that's a supposed superstar and they're afraid to shoot, it's bad.
But there's an injury concern there.
When you have Embiid not playing hard at the end of the game, and I get it, he had done his work early. You had a 25-point lead with 3 minutes to go 26. in the third quarter, and you just gave it away. There were moments there where Embiid's like, am I going to be the only one that does anything here today? And Tobias Harris was like, yep, you sure are. You're going to be that guy.
That was it. It was lineups with Harris and
Dwight.
The
combination?
Yes, that particular combo gets clobbered. And they did. And that was that's coaching.
Don't you think that the process would know that? You'd have not Joel Embiid, but the Morey et al.
Sam Hinkie. That somebody involved would have an algorithm on their phone to say, don't play this lineup.
Oh, Doc, man, looked like he was out of answers. There was a timeout, I want to say, with like 7.5 minutes left in the game. And Doc walked out off the bench, and it was just like, dude, it was like, I don't know what we're going to do to stop that guy, and our guys won't do anything.
But did you also notice how during the infamous 15-0 run, that Trae was the guy who we saw him be even to open the season against the Bulls? Just like, find the open lane. I do not care. Same thing we saw in clutch time against the Knicks. Like, he is that dude.
Yeah, I'm going to stop short, and you're going to foul me. You don't know you're going to foul me, but I'm going to. He can make people foul him.
But just take it to the rack, too.
There was like 3 minutes left or so. Like, he jumped in. It may have been Tobias Harris. He jumped into him and got the 3-point foul. But even Embiid at the line at the end, as Herbie says, got himself a little TBS. Very funny. And you missed two? You missed two in that situation where that could stabilize things for you. And it was all bad. And then that last game last night was, that game was so frenetic. It was crazy. So Rick Camp's going to join me in about 30 minutes. We're going to talk with him about the NBA.
Leo, that's Rick Camp in the Score Studios in downtown Chicago.
You damn right he's going to be here in these studios. Jason Leisure usually is with us on Thursdays, but he's like, hey, there's Bears availability, so he doesn't know. He might also be calling us from the practice field, so we have no idea. If you didn't hear the interview with Will Omen yesterday, it's worth going back and listening to. It's really good, and Herbie pulled a chunk of it that we'll bring back to talk about, you know, what guys are doing and what they should do and how baseball should go about this. And the joy and the frustration of watching Jacob DeGrom last night. Exactly. That's it right there in a nutshell. It's so weird because Fells was on Twitter and he's like, should I just turn the game off after he had struck out, you know, five in a row or whatever.
That was going to be a no hitter.
And I said, you got to watch Rembrandt paint when you can, because you just kind of knew after the way he left the last start that either his start was going to be short or there's something going on with his arm.
There's something going on.
It makes me so sad, like, as a baseball fan, because he's just spectacular.
If you root for someone who throws 100, don't get too attached.
For sure.
It's just a fact. If you root for somebody who throws 100, understand that there's a monkey's paw to this. You're not supposed to throw that hard. Those guys all get hurt.
Well, or be loyal, knowing that they'll come back a year and a half later, thereabouts.
These tricks ain't loyal. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Check them out, 9 a.m. until noon, Monday through Friday. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.